Now, in honor of National Poetry Month, we want to introduce you to a hardworking poet. We caught up with Zach Houston at a farmer's market in San Francisco, sitting on a wooden folding chair, banging away at a typewriter perched on his lap. A sign beside him reads, "Poems, your topic, your price."
I compose spontaneous poems on a manual typewriter, 1968 Hermes Rocket, straight out of Switzerland, man. And it's my purse full of language. I love it. Do you guys want a poem? What are the first three things you thought of?
I have to go home today.
What do you have to go home to?
Olympia, Washington. So, spring vacation or spring break, road trip, and Olympia.
My name is Ann. I'm from Olympia, Washington. I just bought a poem from Zach.
It's a little ripped piece of white paper. It took him, 60 seconds to pound it out on the typewriter. It's very cool.
Where the Greek gods live with history and trees, protecting patience of rainforests where it doesn't rain, simmers fog moisture, worship her mother nature newly wed every year to visit a season is called spring, forever returning to its origin. Or source. To its source or origin. Which one do you prefer?
Source.
Good job, because that's what I wrote. Did you read that or did you?
No,
good job.
Thank you.
I usually make 5, 10, 15, 20 a poem. I've started doing this in 2005. Quit my last conventional job on April Fool's Day 2007. And they didn't believe me because I said I was going to go write poems on the street with a typewriter for money. Believe it or not, it's not totally a reliable income. Who knew? So, you want a poem too?
Poem about Legos.
Legos are amazing. What a wonder. Discrete units, man.
Well, my name's Miles, and I'm from San Francisco. I was walking down the street today, and I really like typewriters, and I wanted to see someone write on a typewriter because I haven't seen anybody do that. And then I noticed you were writing poems, and I really wanted you to do one for me.
Here is your poem. The Lego globe took a while, total monument to construction, corporate crossover to get products diversified across markets, that miles are a measure of light in total darkness, a candle underground, an engine of systems inside of instructions, deified and defied, simultaneously toy and vital science. There you go, buddy. There's your
Thank
poem.
You so much.
Enjoy yourself.
There you go.
Thank you, good sir.
Thank you.
Patron of the arts, man. You're a collector now. I've always loved poetry and always care about how language works. My mom claims I carried a dictionary around when I was a child. But my motivation was less bringing poetry to the world and more like, I love writing poems. I bet I can make a few dollars survive off of writing poems. But basically, it makes me want to go back to college and get in arguments with poets about how they're using words all wrong. What do you want a poem about?
Bubbles and clouds.
Bubbles and clouds.
That's poet Zach Houston at the Ferry Plaza Farmers Market in San Francisco. Tell us about the poems you love. Have you memorized any poems? Go to our Facebook page and tell us which ones. There you can also find a link to a game testing your skill at matching NPR personalities to their favorite poems. This is NPR News.